Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 1st of October 2016, and this is the 449th Moll Out Loud podcast. Well, welcome to a new month, October already. We saw the end of September out here with a tempest. It was quite spectacular. We could just, I think I mentioned that it might be coming on Thursday, but looking at the satellite images, it was this sort of tornado really coming round, and it was circling to such an extent that the rain in the process of the afternoon and evening of Friday, it had started pouring with rain overnight before. It was very wet and very windy, but the rain in the course of that time came to us in all directions. So some people sprang very unusual leaks. So at one point it was coming from an easterly direction, which is just almost unheard of here. Our rains are almost always from the west. So that was very exciting, and I must say I really enjoyed it. I loved hearing the rain, and yesterday evening when it had lightened up quite a bit, I went for a little walk with my friend just up the first bit of slope to Knocklofty on my weaning myself back onto my walk. So twice a week, this is the second time I've walked this little stretch up the hill. But yesterday it was so, it had been so wet that when we got to the little bit sort of halfway up, we had to leap across a ford or ford a creek. I think it's that way around. It wasn't a fjord. That is exaggerating. But it was certainly rushing down, and it was completely possible to jump over. But for so much of the year, there's nothing there at all. It's completely dry. And it was very frothy and exciting, exhilarating. But the rest of the day was pretty wet, and it was a good day to be inside and writing Murmurs of Moll, although I haven't finished yet, unfortunately, but I'm getting there. Yesterday I found I was faffing a bit, which was irritating, and I rediscovered the software Freedom, which I had purchased quite a long time ago and was just really resistant to using it. And I guess that's part of it, is that, you know, you want to faff. You want to be allowed to faff. You don't want something else to tell you that you can't faff. And so I have been quite resistant. But when I marked a session on it for a couple of hours this morning, it was such a relief to me that I couldn't go on the internet. It was, instead of being frustrating, which is what I thought it might be, it just took one extra thing out of what I needed to do. So that's a good thing, and I've just done it another hour or two this afternoon, and I will do it again when I've posted this podcast. I timed it so that I'd be able to send the podcast out, and then I'll go back under the radar again. I don't know what it is about faffing, but it seems to take hold of me. So it's been a nice time. The other thing about this faffing is that it's not because I'm not enjoying the writing. It's just inexplicable to me, completely inexplicable. But anyway, now Murmurs has my full attention, and I shall enjoy completing it and sending it out to you. So you will have it. Some of you will have it on Saturday, and some of you will have it on Sunday, depending on where you are around the world. The other thing that's happening tonight here is that we have a time change, which means that I'll have to get up an hour earlier than usual tomorrow. In fact, I should warn the other bell ringers that this is happening so that we don't have people not turning up. So a lot of change. It's funny, when the time changes, it really feels as if the winter, or the calm half of the, or calmer half of the year is over, and the less calm half of the year is about to begin, the less calm and more rushed. But it's only the 1st of October. Breathe in day by day, and I will not get pulled down or pulled into this vortex this time. I do hope that you've had a good couple of days, that you've been able to focus on work that you love, or activities that you love, or musings that you love. And I hope that you don't have the faff bug, but if you do, and if your work is internet related, or if your distractions are internet related, I thoroughly recommend Freedom. It's such an odd name, because it feels to me as if it's barring you from something, so it's the opposite of freedom. But certainly it was there was a sense of freedom with how I felt today when I was using it. In fact, the first time I used it this morning, yesterday, I don't think I turned it on properly. So I don't think it actually had turned me off the internet, but I didn't know that. And the placebo effect was fine. But this time I really did it properly. I hope you have a great day tomorrow as well, a great Sunday, so a great weekend for those of you who are just beginning it. And I thank you very, very much for listening. I hope you've had a good week, and I hope October is good for you, and those of you who are quietening down for the winter are enjoying the calmer time, and those of you who are revving up for the summer are enjoying that. I hope that you are in the right hemisphere for who you are. And if you're not, my commiserations. Thank you again, and I really look forward to talking to you again on Monday.